Well, I'm the officer responsible for it and have been with the scheme over the whole years. In fact, it goes right back for, I suppose, 10 years with the A14 upgrade and also the guided busway being part of the what we then called, 10 years ago, a multimodal study.
OK, well, here we are, the guided bus, as we've known and grown to love it, to be known. Where do we stand at the minute, Brian?
Well, the position is very much, in fact, just as we were just before Christmas, because the contractors have been off on their Christmas break, as we have as well. So the next two or three weeks are going to be critical in terms of the work that is put in place. But as we stand now, and it's the big question for everybody, we don't have an opening date. We're disappointed with that. But the key stages now is that first of all, the contractors have to finish their work. Then they can sign over the busway to us. Then the buses are registered. So these next two or three weeks are absolutely critical in terms of the progress that the contractor makes in finishing off the works. And it's a little bit like when you have a new house, you want to make sure it's all finished and all the work has to be done. You wouldn't go into that house unless the work has been done. So that's the stage we're at now, because everybody's frustrated. We can see it's just about there. But we have to make sure it's right before we go forward.
And the fact of the matter is that once you take it off the contractor's hands, if there is further work to be done, then that the money needed to carry out that work then comes out of the taxpayers' pockets.
Well, it wouldn't work like that. It's more actually to do with the 10-year defect period that we have to make sure that we've signed it off. Because if we haven't signed it off properly, then we would leave ourselves liable as the county council in terms of those defects. Whereas if we sign it off properly, then we know that any issues that come up in the next 10 years would still fall to the contractor. So it's at a sensitive legal stage, and I'm sure most of your listeners understand that.
Let's be honest about this, though, Brian. You say we don't have a completion date. Surely you must have a date which you're telling the contractors to get this work done by. It's rather that you don't want us to know what the date is, so that you don't have egg on your face if it doesn't get done by that point.
Well, actually, it isn't that, because, in fact, I mean, the contractor would be turning around and say, well, we could have had it before Christmas, but for the reasons I've just said about this sort of not leaving ourselves exposed as taxpayers, we're having to say to the contractor, you finish it first, and then you tell us it's finished. So it is actually
tied up. And you're just letting them get on with it and tell you they're finished when they're done? You're not giving them a deadline to work by?
Jeremy, the difficult issue, this gets us right into legal issues, if we gave them what they would call an instruction to do that, they could turn round and use that as part of their claims against us for additional costs. So we're having to make sure we avoid giving them an instruction to do that. It is one of the frustrations, and it is tied up with some of the deeper legal issues involved in this contract.
Well, it sounds from the outside looking in, and for listeners listening this morning, Brian, it sounds that no wonder there's been so many delays if the contractors haven't been given a deadline to finish it by.
Well, the contractor did have a deadline, going right back to what you said at the beginning. They should have finished this work at the end of last February. And the assurance I can give people is that since that date, we have applied penalties to the contractor on a daily basis because the busway hasn't been handed over to us. So there is an incentive in
that
way.
What are those penalties?
Oh, it comes out at some £14,000 a day. Apply to the contractor. So they're not just sitting there laughing at us. You know, it is costing them money. So they have an incentive also to get this underway.
And yeah. Can you just give us an idea, has all the track been laid? What needs to be done, just roughly?
What we call the northern section, which runs from Milton Road, just outside here, right up to Histon, all of the substantive work is done. As people can see, there are the final bits of snagging, what we call technically defects, which have to be put right. And as I said, the model, like, you know, if you're moving into your house, is a good example of that. Specifically, there are some issues which I think a number of listeners will be aware of about the flooding on the adjacent maintenance track. And we're insisting that's put right, because in some places the contractor actually has built that lower than they should have done, and therefore it is prone to flooding. We clearly will not accept something in that situation, and we need them to accept how they're going to address that. But basically, the northern section, as we call it, is ready to go, subject to those final bits of work.
Brian, what happens when we have the wintry conditions that we're experiencing at the minute, when we have snowfall, when we have ice, sheets of ice on the roads? What happens to the guided bus in those conditions?
We have a specially modified gritting vehicle with guide wheels on, which will go on the guideway. So we're very confident that, you know, short of a sort of 3 foot of snow, which would bring everything to a halt around and about, that the busway will be treated and gritted in the same way that other roads would be gritted as well, with especially modified vehicles.
So the guided bus would not have been affected by the conditions we had before New Year's?
Absolutely not, and indeed because it's just those vehicles going down and the like, and indeed because they're braced with the guide wheels against the concrete edges, in fact it would give them a greater confidence and traction to hold them firm, to stop them skidding. So in fact it would be a more reliable way of travelling.
OK, and Brian, just roughly, when's it going to start?
I wish I could tell everybody this morning. I mean, you know, I could be silly now, can't I? Say, well, it's 2010, it's going to be this year.
It's got to be this. I mean, it's got to be this year, surely. It's got to be this year.
Of course it has. But we are, you know, clearly we are at a critical stage, as I said at the beginning, in terms of this stage, in terms of the next 2 or 3 weeks. You know, we've got to wait to see what happens. If there was 3 foot of snow at the end of this week, you know, it makes it very difficult for the contractors to do their works. But we know, they said to us before Christmas, they are keen to get this thing sorted as soon as possible. Let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks with their contractors. If they finish that work and then sign it over to us, we can get the buses trialled, as we like, and we could see the thing relatively quickly. But we are in their hands.
But you're not going to say within 6 months, not even trying to shorten it down to that?
I'd be very, very disappointed if that was the case. But no, I mean, the way I'm talking, it can be much earlier than that. But it is now in the hands of the contractor.